The following lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg was recorded live and is presented to you free of charge by Galilei Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galilei Institute is a non-profit organization and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org or email us at inner@inner.org.
The beginning of the Torah is Parashat Breshit, which means literally in the beginning. And the most important symbol of this Parashat, there are many, many stories told, but the central story is that of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden after the 6 days of creation. It actually takes place on the very sixth day. According to the sages, on that day both Adam and Eve were created, and on that day was the sin, the primordial sin, which was due to the primordial snake that enticed and seduced Eve. So actually in this story, which sets the scene for the whole remainder of the Torah and the scene for all of history that will evolve from this story until the coming of Mashiach, so there are three basic players in this on the stage here in the Parashat Breshit, which are Adam and Eve, Adam and Chava, and the snake. These are the three sachkanim, three personae that play the acts in this primordial play. So in Kabbalah, and even certain commentators explain this according to the simple pshat of the Torah, all of these three players represent three different levels of consciousness, which respectively correspond to three different seats in the body of man. The seat of the mind, which is a consciousness, a level of consciousness in its own right, and the seat of the heart, and the third seat is called the seat of the liver. Adam represents the mind, and that consciousness is abstract, more abstract and purely intellectual consciousness. Eve, Chava, represents the seat of the heart, which is also consciousness and thought, but it's thought that is connected always to some feeling of emotion, of love, of awe, all the other of mercy, all the other emotions of the heart. And the snake represents a state of consciousness which is pragmatic. Pragmatic is only involved with action, and the physical profits or losses of one's actions. So these are three general levels of consciousness that actually exist in everyone's psyche, in every soul's psyche. And here, once more, each one has a player of its own, Adam and Chava and the Nachash, the snake. According to some of the great commentaries, especially the Maharshal, based on the, we also find this in the Maharal of Prague, but especially the Maharshal was one of the great commentaries on the Talmud, especially the legends of the Talmud. So he explains that there are three motivating forces in every human psyche. One is called good, the other is called beautiful or lovely or pleasant, and the third is called profitable. Profit of something means three things can motivate you to decide to do a certain act in life. Either because you feel that this is in essence the good, the right thing to do, without any other justification whatsoever, as whether you get something out of it or not get something out of it. It's just this is good. You have some deep sense, some intuitive feeling of what is right and what is wrong. And the second is that this is lovely because it's a source of pleasure, that you feel that you're going to get some pleasure out of it. That's The word for good is a very common word that appears at the very beginning of the Torah, Tov. The word for pleasurable, which also means beautiful, but the central idea is that it's pleasurable, is Arev, written Ayin Resh Bet. And the word for profitable is Mo'il. So actually, the initial letters of these three words, Tov and Arev and Mo'il, spell a word Ta'am. The Ta'am means reason or motivation. It also means a taste. In Hebrew, the word for taste and for reason for doing something are the same word. Because you have a certain taste, which means you have a certain rationalization or rationale for choosing a certain, making a certain choice in one's life. So actually, these are the three levels of consciousness that come to play in the decision-making process that we all have. So actually, in our own psyche, these three are our own personal Adam and Eve and the snake. As if we choose to do something because we have this intuitive sense that this is the right thing to do, and we can't even always explain it, so that's coming from the mind. It's also seemingly paradoxical, because you would think that the mind is some intellectual rationalization. But actually, the sense that this is pure good, without even always being able to define why you feel that it's good, but this is the good thing to do, that intuition, that's the depth and the essence of the mind. To feel that this is good in the sense that it's going to eventually evolve and give one pleasure, that's when the emotions come to play. That's also its consciousness. It has its own mindset to it, its own intelligence, and it has its own actions to it, because one also takes actions in accordance to what one thinks is going to result in pleasure. Usually what attracts them, as we said before, is beauty. Something which is beautiful is attractive, because you think that the closer you will come to beauty, the more pleasurable it will be for you. So there's something there about Tov. The Tov is some type of hidden beauty. As we say, that the Tov is a very deep introverted beauty. That it's not a beauty that actually pulls you, attracts, like gravitates you to it, because you feel that you're going to get some immediate pleasure out of it. But once more, just deep down, you have this inner sense in the mind, which is the inner level of the mind, says this is the good thing to do. And the third level is that you actually feel that you're going to have some physical profit. But sometimes it's even spiritual profit. Let's say a person does something because he thinks he's going to become he's going to reach a high spiritual level, which he is desirous of reaching for his own egocentric motivations. He's going to get to Ruach HaKodesh out of doing something. There are many stories of the Baal Shem Tov that people have motivations that their prophet is going to be some very spiritual prophet. But still, what's motivating is that I'm going to get some profit out of this. Once more, that is Adam and Chava and the snake, and they correspond in every human being to the mind and the heart and the liver, it says. These are the three central seats of consciousness. Now the initial letters of those three, Moach, Lev and Kaved, mind, heart and liver, spell Melech, which means a king. And the king is a true king if they are in this order, meaning that the mind rules over the heart and the heart rules over the liver. If the order is reversed or in different permutations, then the other words which are not so positive are produced. But the true order is this order of Melech, the king. Moach Lev Kaved. Now, there's another important thing that it says in Kabbalah, is also to look, to observe the final letters, these three words. The final letters are Chabad. The last letter of Moach is Chet, and the last letter of Lev is Bet. Each of these two first words possess only two letters, meaning that they only have an initial letter and a final letter. And then the third word, which is Kaved, actually has three letters. The first is the Chav, and the last is the Dalet. Meaning that, in truth, Chabad enters into these three levels of the soul. This is a very important teaching in Kabbalah. that all of the mind is basically wisdom, and all of the heart, that all of the mind is basically the male principle in one's total consciousness, and all of the heart is primarily understanding. That's what we even read in Patach Eliyahu before Shabbat. We say that Bina Liba, understanding, is the heart, and that's the feminine principle, because we say that we know that an extra measure of Bina, of understanding, was given to the woman more than to the man. This we're taught from the beginning of creation of Eve. So she was given more Bina, and Bina is the heart principle. And finally, the seat of Da'at, the Da'at is the power to connect to reality. So the consciousness, so that level of consciousness that actually connects to reality, is that which has an immediate sense of profit or loss. Whether this is going to be just good for me now, profitable, or it's going to be a loss for me right now. So those are the three, and in a certain way they're all necessary. As we're going to say, that the snake was created initially to be a great servant of men. And had man not seen, not been seduced by the snake, man and Adam and Chava, so the snake would have been his, would be like, just like the story of the Golem of Prague, would have been the greatest servant to mankind. Now, we know another very important thing about the snake, that the word snake equals Mashiach, for some mysterious reason that we'll try to now explain a little bit. That Nachash equals 358, which is exactly the same value as the word Mashiach. In fact, even the letters are almost identical. The only difference is that the Nun of Nachash becomes two letters, a Mem and a Yud and Mashiach, and then it's the same, the other two letters are the same. So there's something very, very high in the potential of the snake. But when he is serves, when he's a servant of the, actually, as we see here from the order, the snake really has to be a servant of Eve. It's her maidservant. Even throughout the Torah, we find that the matriarchs had their maidservants. Abraham had also his male servant, Eliezer, but the other patriarchs, we don't find that they had servants so much, even though they certainly did. But the matriarchs all had servants. I mean, there's something about a woman that the Balabosta, that she has to have her snake taking care of the house. That's if everything is proper in the world of Tikkun. Unfortunately, we're not now in the world of Tikkun, of perfect rectification. Right. So what appears now from what we've explained till now is that the order is Adam, the mind, ruling over Chava, the heart, ruling over the snake, which is the liver. But when we now calculate the value of these two sets, these two triplets, of Adam, Chava, Nachash, plus Moach, Lev, Kaved, these are the two complementary and corresponding triplets of terms. So the value that we arrive at is 528. And 528 is the triangle of 32, which mathematically means that the sum of all numbers from 1 to 32 is 528. So this teaches us that the all-inclusive principle here is the heart. The 32 is the heart. But the heart is Eve. So even though Eve is in the middle here, she's between man and the snake. As just as the Torah, this is the image, this is the meditation of Breishit. That Eve is the one that more than man is undergoing this trial and tribulation of being in the middle. As we want to explain, the whole teaching of Hasidut is called the teaching for intermediates. Now the intermediate soul in the initial story of the whole Torah, which once was, we said before, sets the scene for the whole remainder of the Torah and all of the Jewish history and all of the world history, is the middle figure is Eve. So the question is, will she stand the test and not be enticed and seduced by the snake, or will she not? And she has the essence here of free choice is in the heart, which means it also has to do with the sense of the ability to distinguish between holy and pure pleasure and impure pleasure. Because the sense of good, if the pleasure principle will be seduced by the snake and be impurified, will be profaned, then it will be able to reach also and to profane the good, the abstract good principle of the mind, as was the case in this primordial story, that after Eve fell and failed the test, so she went on, and even the snake knew this initially, that if I'll be successful in seducing Eve, then she will definitely be able to seduce and to make Adam also fall as well, which was the case. So we see here from this combined gematria that the essence of everything here is the heart. And this is what is explained in Chassidut, that the depth of the soul, the deepest point of the soul, is the innermost point of the heart, even more so than the innermost part, you know, even more so than the mind itself. And even though in general, as we now just taught, the mind is intended to rule over the heart and the heart over the liver, but there's a very, very important teaching in Chassidut that the inner, those tzaddikim, those great tzaddikim, and all of us are intended to be tzaddikim, that reach the level of tzaddik, so that one of the definitions of a true tzaddik in Tanya, the classic text of Chassidut, is that his innermost point of the heart is revealed and rules even over the mind. Now, we're also taught that historically, this is a tradition, a Hasidic tradition, that until the coming of the Baal Shem Tov and the revelation of the Chassidut, the Torah that was revealed and became more and more in depth and breadth revealed from generation to generation, which was essentially the revealed level of the Torah, was a tikkun, a great rectification of Adam, of the mind. That the essential involvement of the sages from the time of the Mishnah and the Talmud on, until even the time of the Baal Shem Tov, even though there were the beginnings of the revelation of the inner dimension of the Torah, of Kabbalah, with the revelation of the Zohar, and afterwards the Arizal, and even though the Arizal himself said now is the time already that it's a mitzvah, it's already a commandment to reveal the inner secrets of the Torah. Nonetheless, he conditioned that upon a person being at the proper spiritual level, which actually, if we read exactly what he says, when you're prepared and able to study and to receive the tradition of Kabbalah, it's not something that a normal person can attain. Whereas when the Baal Shem Tov came, then it's already a new revelation, also coming from a higher place and a deeper place, and also intended to reach outwards to the very furthest extreme of the world, means of the consciousness, psyche of all men. And it says that at that moment, the coming of the Baal Shem Tov, the level of consciousness that is being addressed moves from the mind to the heart. And only at the conclusion, the culmination of Chassidut, which is the coming of Mashiach that we're waiting for, will also the snake be converted. Will the evil dimension of the snake be eradicated? And then there's a teaching, a very important teaching in the Zohar, that he who will kill the evil snake will then merit to marry the princess, the daughter of the king. Meaning that the killing of the evil snake is actually achieving the ultimate feminine prasane, which is the divine princess. And that is the coming of the Mashiach. So once more, it says the history also follows this very same pattern. At first, the Adam is rectified, and that takes a long time to clarify the mind. And then comes the Baal Shem Tov, and from that point on, so really, for those who realize what's happening, it's the feminine principle that now is being addressed in the psyche, in the general psyche, which is the heart. And the heart has its whole parts of its whole figure to it, meaning that it has its own mind to it, just like a woman has her mind and has her heart and all sort of pragmatic side to her. But in general, the heart is being addressed with the desire and will to reach such a deep level of the heart that level of the heart is deeper than the mind itself and should ultimately control the mind. And also, that if that inner point of the heart is revealed, then finally Chava, Eve, will be able to make her ultimate rectification, which is to overcome that force, that evil force that seduced her in the first place and brought to the world all of the negativity that we experience, and that will be the complete and final redemption at the coming of the Mashiach. So really, what we learn now from this whole story, this whole picture of the mind, which is Adam, Moach, Adam, and the Lev, which is Chava, and the liver, which is the snake. That we're trying to reach and to begin with the middle point. It says that when God created the world, and this has to do obviously with this week's Torah reading, which is Breshit, it says He created reality itself from the middle point. So all of the great Kabbalistic masters don't understand what is the meaning of that statement of the Arizal, because we're speaking of what preceded creation. We're speaking of a perfect and absolute infinity. How can you speak of a middle point of infinity, of something as finite, if you have a finite plane or a finite expanse and even a multitude of dimensions? You can speak of a middle point, but if something is absolutely infinite, so how can you speak at all of the middle point and say that a God began the process of creation from the contraction in the middle point of His infinite light? So one of the explanations is the middle point means the origin of heart. Just like the Torah expresses in the idiom of the Tanakh many, many times, that you speak, for instance, of the middle of the sea, so it's called Lev Hayam, the heart of the sea, or the middle of the sky. It's called Lev Hashamayim, the heart of the sky. The Lev, heart, implies middle. So meaning that the contraction, which is also like the conduciveness of this middle point to experience either good or evil, and therefore that the seat and the essence of choice, which is the essential to creation, because all creation has to do with our ability to choose, is there. But that this is here the place that God wants to reveal His essence, which was not even revealed in the infinite light itself that preceded creation, because the very essence is deeper than the infinite light of God. And where does God want to reveal His very essence? In this middle point that has been contracted, which is now the heart of reality. And in each consciousness of man, that is the Chava element. Chava means experience also. The absolute abstractness of the mind is above experience. It's not experiencing anything. The name Chava Eve means to experience. So that's where God wants His infinite being to become manifest, in our experience, that we should be able to experience, and that's in the heart. But that inner point of the heart is higher both than the mind and certainly than the snake. But until the Baal Shem Tov, the mind was addressed, and now we're still in the period that the heart is being addressed in order to reach the coming of Mashiach, who will eradicate the bad snake and then make that snake principle itself convert itself to be itself a seat for good. In the terminology of the Baal Shem Tov, that's called Ra Kisei Latov. That the evil should be a throne for the good. That's what the Mashiach will finally effect. So this is the basic image of Parashat Breishit. These the three players of the primordial play.
You have been listening to a lecture by Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg, recorded and presented to you free of charge by Galina Institute. Your donation will help us to bring an ever-expanding selection of quality audio lectures by Rabbi Ginzburg. Galina Institute is a non-profit organization, and all donations are tax-deductible in the USA. To donate, just click on the Donate button on the Inner Dimension homepage at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. In Hebrew, Galinai means, open my eyes. These words are from the verse in Psalms, open my eyes, that I may behold the wonders of your Torah. Under the leadership of Rabbi Ginzburg, our goal is to open the world's eyes to the light of the inner dimension of Torah, to discover God, and to connect to Him in all that we do. As we learn from the Baal Shem Tov, spreading this light will hasten the complete and true redemption. We invite you to join the Galinai team and participate with Rabbi Ginzburg in learning, teaching, and spreading the inner dimension of Torah, Kabbalah, and Chassidut. Together, the Galinai team will change the world, bringing God's loving kindness, health, happiness, and true peace to all. For more information about Rabbi Yitzchak Ginzburg's teachings and how to participate with the Galinai team, visit the Inner Dimension website at www.inner.org. www.inner.org. Or email us at inner@inner.org.